Oil prices climbed on Tuesday to a six-year high, with the global benchmark reaching over $77 a barrel. It comes after talks with OPEC and other oil-producing countries over production levels broke down on Monday. To help us understand the significance of this, we're joined by NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good to be with you.
Well, thank you. Let's start with this OPEC standoff. What were the cartel members talking about, and why did the talks unravel?
The oil-producing countries are trying to navigate this gusher of new demand for oil and all the things that are made from it, like gasoline and jet fuel. If you think back to the early months of the pandemic, nobody was driving or flying anywhere, and demand was so depressed, the price of oil actually fell below zero for a little while. OPEC and Russia responded by slashing oil production by about 10 million barrels per day. Now, of course, the economy is recovering, more people are driving and flying, so demand for oil is rebounding, and the producing countries have to figure out how quickly to open the taps. They did boost production by about 2 million barrels per day during the spring, and they're expected to keep producing more in the months to come, but they're not all exactly on the same page, and that's creating some uncertainty in the market.
And so what impact is that having on oil and gasoline prices?
Well, oil prices hit a six-year high when the talks broke off. The prices since retreated a little bit. Brent crude, which is the international benchmark, is in the mid-$70 a barrel range. The U.S. benchmark is about a dollar a barrel lower. Goldman Sachs has forecast that oil will go to $80 a barrel this year, and they're sticking with that forecast. There's always this trade-off for the producing countries. They want to get a high price for the oil, but not so high as to choke off the recovery. Of course, the U.S. is not as dependent on imported oil as it used to be, thanks to the shale revolution, but oil's priced on the global market, and producers in this country are not eager to flood the market either and push prices down.
So what does this mean for drivers here in the United States?
You're going to pay more at the pump. AAA says the average price of gas is now $3.13 a gallon. That's almost a dollar more than it was this time last year. Of course, last year's price was artificially low because of the pandemic. A better yardstick might be the 2019 price, and gas is more expensive than that, about 35 cents a gallon more. It's still way below the peak price, though, of more than $4 a gallon, which was set back in 2008. Obviously, nobody likes paying more for gasoline, but, you know, travel over the July 4th holiday weekend was expected to be the second highest on record, topped only by 2019. So after a year of pandemic-induced immobility, I don't think too many people are going to, you know, cancel their summer road trip plans because gasoline's gotten a little more expensive.
So, Scott, how does this all fit into the larger story that we've been talking about of inflation?
Well, you know, gasoline prices tend to go up and then come down. That's why economists often exclude these volatile prices from the so-called core measure of inflation, not because the price hikes don't matter, but because they are often followed by price drops. And, those ups and downs don't really tell us about the general direction of inflation. The jump in gas prices right now, like many other price increases we're seeing, is really a byproduct of an economy that is healing and the resulting surge in consumer demand. You know, gas prices do tend to have an outsized psychological impact. They're the most visible prices in the economy with those giant signs on the street corner. But unless you're a long-haul trucker or an airline, the price of fuel is probably not a huge part of your overall budget.
That's NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley. As always, Scott, thank you.
You're very welcome.